Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I'm your host, and I'm here with...
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, D-I-N-O-M-I-G-H-T. What's up, Jonas?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, about to talk about the crazy world with you, man.
The crazy world that we live in, Jonas.
Yeah, dude, it's sending us to the crazy town. Oh, get it? It all comes full... Thank you so much for joining us today, whether you're watching us live on Twitch TV, twitch.tv/crazytownmedialive. Mm-hmm. You're watching the replay on our YouTube channel. That's Crazy Town Media. You better check that F out. S, whatever. Or you're just listening to our sultry, Barry White-like voices on Spotify or iTunes or any other place you can hear some stuff.
Jones, you have a bad deep voice.
I know, ever. That's why I don't talk in it. Be like, it's like so fake.
It's like you have to, it's like you really
have the guttural, like, be like, bro,
what? Oh, you gotta do.
I know, dude. It's cool, though. It's all right. I own it.
It is.
How are you feeling? How's your week been?
Yeah, so what, you want me to just lie to everyone?
You know, we're all about truth, not facts. So you do whatever you do, friend.
I stood in my closet with a belt around my neck for about 25 minutes.
Holy fuck. Going straight to the suicide, huh?
No, dude. I'm autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, you're trying to David Koresh yourself.
Jeez, why do you think I'm trying to kill myself, Jones? I'm just trying to get off.
I feel you. I guess.
No, I don't know, dude. You know, I go to work. I come home. I go to, you know, we go to improv class.
Yeah, dude, we're learning how to be funny.
I am, I'm starting to dread it less. Which is odd.
Yeah, it's odd, yeah. You usually hate everything.
Yeah, usually you hate everything.
And immediately you're like, yeah, wait, what is... Yeah, dude, I love going, man. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's cool, though. Yeah, other than that, man, I started watching My Hero Academia. I'm a very big fan of Ka-chan.
Okay.
Not so much of Deku, though.
Dude, I don't know.
I know. Deku kind of gets on my nerves.
Yeah, Deku the fuck out of here. All right, you ready to get into some shit? You going to rock, paper, scissors?
Are we getting into that?
I'm ready to go.
I was ready to talk about My Hero Academia for another 20
minutes.
They've
already turned it off after your autoerotic suicide joke.
It wasn't an autoerotic suicide. It's not a thing, Jonah.
I mean...
It was autoerotic asphyxiation.
All right, fair. Remember.
And everybody does it.
You always try to cheat. Everybody does it.
You don't?
Remember, one, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. One, two, three, go. I'm trying to psych you out by throwing all the different signs.
So you're not in a breath play.
Fair. All right, ready? Oh, yeah, taking it to the goddamn house. All right, man, we're going to start out with Florida Man today. I got some fucking stories that are going to make you hate life.
Wow.
Florida Man named Jeremy King.
Is this real Florida?
Actual Florida. Yes. He was hanging out in his house just chilling, him and his 11-year-old daughter. Two hooded and masked men with pistols barge in and say... Grab up the girl and say, "Listen up, Jeremy King. Give me everything you got."
What
do you keep flicking?
It's people who watch My Hero Academia get that, Jonas.
Good,
all right,
good,
it's a visual joke. It's not interrupting
right,
the story.
I feel it. Okay.
But Jeremy King, is that Larry King's son? Question. First off,
yes.
Okay,
I doubt it.
Just wanted to know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
So yeah. So he. Okay. First off, man. If I got stuff right here because.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that if you're in your home and two masked men with pistols run in,
mm-hmm.
do you think that's like a random act of violence, or do you think someone knows he has something?
Okay, so you're in your home, and then two guys just come in your home with guns.
Yeah, masked and hooded, and then tell you to give you everything you got.
Hmm. It depends on what kind of home he has. Because it could have been like a Clockwork Orange, kind of like, you know,
oh,
like
yeah,
you're in an affluent neighborhood. Yeah. Give me everything you own.
Oh, I gotcha.
Nobody's gonna break
in a trailer for some reason. I don't know if that's true or not. But that's what I pictured when I read this.
I mean, even still.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then you know it's drugs. If he
yeah, that's true.
But nobody's gonna break in here and give me everything you own. We got.
I know. Like, what's an odd statement? Like, why don't you just break into a house where nobody's home and take everything they have rather than bust in a full armed robbery and give me everything you got?
Yeah, because you know that guy knows the combination to the safe.
Right. Right.
Jonas, like, we should get a safe.
What are we going to put in it?
I don't know. It's
stuff. Safe things?
Or valuables.
Fair. I'll put the recorder we do the podcast on inside it in between episodes.
All our valuables, right. Jonas.
So speaking of which, there was an incident in an apartment complex I used to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't find this out before I moved in. But like, I moved into the complex, and there was a bar right by it. So like, and I didn't work the first week I was there because I was about to start a new job. And like, so I was like, oh, let's just go to the bar and meet the bar people because I can maybe get the hookup. So I'm sitting over there and they're like, oh yeah, blah, blah, blah. Where do you stay? And I'm like, oh, right over here. And they're like, oh, you know about the murder, right? And I'm like,
you know about the murder, right?
Right.
What does that even mean?
Well, like, it was just common knowledge.
How does somebody start a conversation like that?
Well, I mean, we were talking, and then they asked me, like, I told them I was new, and they're like, where do you know, where are you at? And I'm like, oh, right here. And they're like, oh, you know about the murder, right? And I'm like, tell me about the murder. Now I'm intrigued.
There was a murder in your house?
It was a secure building. You needed a key card to get in, right? Secure.
except for the murder.
Yeah, except for the murder. So what happened was, I guess, like, on the later when they found out, like, a girl let all these dudes in dressed in all black with masks. They ran up to somebody's apartment, and they were trying to kick the door in. And the guy was trying to hold the door shut, and since they knew he was behind the door, they just shot him through the door and then left. My point being, that
Jeremy Epstein didn't kill himself.
Right, exactly.
That's your point.
Right. My point is Jeremy Epstein didn't kill himself. My point is that wasn't a random act of violence.
No. He probably owed somebody some money, or he stole something from somebody.
Right. Like, five dudes don't come in and try to bust into your apartment because, like, it's a Tuesday.
You know, it's stories like that, Jonas, that keep me out of a life of crime because it seems like something I could do.
Oh, I'm evil enough. I could. If I set my heart to, like, if I turn my heart switch to evil, like, I could probably be a syndicate boss. Right, okay. I guess
I wouldn't be a syndicate boss, but I could definitely see myself like, I don't know. I figure I would make a pretty decent, like, bodyguard. You know,
dude, I could get down with something like that.
I'm a big MF with a gun. I could do.
Yeah, you just stand there like with your arms crossed, looking menacing.
Oh, that's my favorite thing to do.
Dude, imagine if like me and you were just standing next to someone on either side with our arms crossed, looking all menacing.
Oh my god,
it'd be good. We should get into that business. With crazy town security.
With a freaking duty belt on. Hell yeah, John.
Dude. Anyways, so. They start pistol whipping Mr. King.
Okay.
Right? They go straight to pistol whipping, kicking him.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, his wife is in the bedroom. She peers out, sees that her man is getting the fuck beat out of him and pistol whipped. And, like, they notice her, and they fire a shot at his wife.
What the fuck?
Right. Exactly. And then she's like, she was running into the bedroom again.
Oh, she's ride or die, though. I can already tell.
Dude, the dude starts charging the bedroom. Bitch pops up an AR-15 fucking rifle and shoots him. Shoots him. The men flee. And the one that she shot died in the fucking ditch in front of their house.
Hey.
Not to mention,
hey,
she was 8 months pregnant.
Hey, oh, see, now that makes it worse and better.
Yeah, so he goes, and the quote the guy had something, he's like, they come in my house with some pistols, and she went in there and evened up the fight, or something, or she got the better of him, or something like that. That's like the quote the guy said. Oh,
so it was not an affluent neighborhood.
I doubt it. He was like, yeah, they're like, something about they marched in here with pistols, and she evened the score real quick, or some dumb, like... Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and like...
Oh, so this happened, like, in the bad parts of Florida.
And they tried to find the other man. They used dogs and helicopters. They could not find him. But one of them died. One of them's at large. And the AR-15, legally registered. He was a rightful owner of the gun.
Of course
he
was.
The NRA is going to take this story and fucking run with it. Look at this, AR-15, saving lives, bump stock and all, legally registered.
Bump stock and all, yeah, man. Florida is relatively easy to get a firearm in.
Yeah, so he legally did it. She legally killed him, standing her ground.
I still wonder what they were there to get, though.
I mean, I don't know. He was probably a drug dealer.
Probably.
Man, imagine that story. When you were in my womb, I killed a man.
That's a good segue into my story.
All right. That's what I do. I segue.
All right, Jonas.
Fair.
So gender reveal parties have been a thing for quite some time now, since the dawn of social media.
Is that like where you get a male stripper and he rips off his pants as his thong is the color of the baby?
Yeah, if he has a penis, then you're having a boy. And if he's a transvestite, then you're having a girl.
Oh, that's the kind of reveal party I want to have. Like, you just have a stripper show up, and you don't know if he's male, if he or she is male or female until they rip off their costume. They're like, ha ha, good.
And I'm sorry, it's transgender, Jonas.
Yeah,
it's not
slurs.
The transvestite is not a slur.
We looked that up one time. What the fuck was that?
It was the actual scientific term for it.
Yeah. So it's not. It's like calling
them a Homo sapien or something. You would just say.
Yeah.
Either way.
All right.
But yeah. So they've been a big thing. Fire started when somebody decided to blow up. Guy like shot some cans of like some flammable material and it blew big blue smoke. Also started a fire in Florida, or not in Florida, but in California.
Yeah,
you remember that. Basically the same thing,
right?
It's California is big Florida. Yeah,
kinda. Yeah.
And then there was one in Australia where a man was he had colored tires and he was doing burnouts, set his car on fire. There's been a lot of these. People having mistakes. Well, you know what, Jonas? It finally happened and somebody died.
Someone died at a gender reveal party?
At a gender reveal party.
Wow, was it the wife?
It was not the wife.
Oh, whew.
But we're going to get into it.
I love getting into things.
So, what these people did is they took gunpowder.
Oh, God.
And a homemade stand. So it's like a cylinder type of stand.
Like a coffee can?
Kind of.
Okay, all right.
Kind of, but it was a homemade stand. There was a metal plate to the side of it with a hole drilled in for the fuse.
Oh, no.
And then they put a block of wood over the gunpowder, and they put colored powder on top of that, and they wrapped it in tape.
Oh, safety first.
So
they secured it, obviously, with tape.
No, Jonas, they basically just made a pipe bomb.
Essentially, they made a giant bomb. Yes.
Essentially, they made a giant
bomb. It would tell you what sex the baby is.
Definitely did.
I mean, come on. It had a purpose.
So, as pipe bombs do, when they lit it at their family function.
Oh, my God.
It shot shrapnel in all directions. Ended up hitting a 56-year-old woman who was the grandmother of this unborn child, mind you. Shrapnel hit her in the head, and she died on the scene.
Where did they get why is there shrapnel?
Because they put wood in it, and it was in...
Oh, like the wood blew up, and it was like...
And it was in like a metal homemade stand type thing.
Oh, my God.
So
they're like, we threw a handful of screws in there. We thought it'd be funny.
I mean, boys play with screws.
Yeah, right?
If it was a girl, it would have been filled with flowers, but...
Yeah, well...
So, I mean... What is that? Like, that kid, man... Who, are they going to hide that from that child for the rest of his life? That
I mean, it's not his fault.
I mean, it's not, but it is kind of directly tied to...
Like, every time anybody sees him, they're going to think of Grandma. Oh, poor Grams, dude.
Oof. So, you know, it's just kind of sad to see. Maybe this will be the death of the gender reveal party.
I hope so.
At least to this extent. Because people are, like, doing some crazy stuff. And when you start mixing people who don't know explosives with explosives, somebody's going to get hurt or killed.
Death.
And
death.
We all know that this was the dad's idea.
You know what I would never do?
For a matter of fact.
Well, one, I would never have a baby. That's number one.
Well, yeah, but you can, though.
Can I?
Yeah, man, your factory's still open for business.
I don't know. I've never had the opportunity to test it.
What do you mean you never had an opportunity to test it?
I haven't had to abort anything.
You've never shot ropes, though?
I mean, you can shoot a rope that's clear, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, you can shoot a clean rope. I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude, but I can shoot ropes. I don't know if it has the possibility to rope and raise a bronco, if you know what I'm saying.
You don't know if there's any steer in your rope?
Yeah, dude, you might not be able to hog tie up with my rope. It might break.
I'm pretty sure your rope is good.
Sure it's probably. I have no reason to believe it's not.
Yeah, you take the necessary precautions.
I absolutely do. Hence, I don't have any babies.
What's the second thing you wouldn't do?
Play with explosives.
what about, like, I don't know. I feel people get complacent around explosives because of, like, 4th of July and the way that we treat explosives just in general. But, yeah, these motherfuckers, oh, we're on the
podcast. Yeah, we're on the podcast. Drop those fuck bombs.
These motherfuckers sat up here and made a pipe bomb and killed their grandmother.
Oh, my God. When you put it so bluntly, it sounds terrible. Even more terrible than it already was. I wonder if they realized when they were making it that they were making a pipe bomb. Or if he's like, you know what is the best little blow-up thing I ever did?
No. He was thinking that it would burn through the wood, and then it would let off, like, smoke or something.
But then he would have just, like, put, like, some wood in there.
He did put a wood. He put...
No, you wouldn't use gunpowder if you thought it was just going to trickle up.
Well, how else
are
you going to burn the wood, man?
I don't... Yeah, hot embers. Oh, my God.
I'm just glad.
Cletus, give me the log, bro. Jesus Christ.
Oh, you fucked up and killed Grandma.
Oh, my God. Holy shit.
You know, when God opens a door, Jonas, he closes a window.
It's very true.
All right.
Oh.
Yeah, but, yeah, man, that was definitely father's idea, and dad's at home. No, come on. Just stop.
Right? Like, get a, you know what else works?
Get a cake.
You know what else works?
Motherfucker.
You just saying, hey, we're having a boy.
Yeah, dude.
Just take a funny picture of you and your wife dressed up in a fucking football uniform.
Yeah, put it on a greeting card. Get a cake. Like, fucking...
Make a cupcake.
Want? Yeah.
Make cupcakes and the cream inside them is the color of the baby instead. Yeah.
Give out, like, blue freeze pops or something.
Yeah. You open up a door and there's some red balloons and no one knows what that means because red's not a baby color.
I don't know
color.
If they're ready for balloons yet, Jonas.
They'd be filled with fucking nitrous and everyone would just fucking die. Anyways, dude. So, we've talked about facial surveillance.
I don't like it.
Was it facial recognition software?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
So, we've heard that China is openly a surveillance state and is basically becoming 1984 over there.
Are we getting into a China story?
No.
Okay. Well,
I mean,
okay.
We have a lot of China stories.
Well, we've talked about it before.
But this is relevant.
Okay.
The ACLU...
I don't know what that means.
American Civil Liberties Union.
Ooh, sounds official.
It very much is. They fight for the rights of the people of the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
They have sued the FBI, the DEA, and the Department of Justice.
Goddamn. That's a lot of different government foundations.
Yes. They sent out a Freedom of Information request in January. Basically, what that is there are certain things that you are able to request officially through the government that are public information. Like, you can't just look it up on the internet, but you can submit a formal request, and they legally have to tell you.
Oh, so stuff that's public record, but just...
Public record, but not like everyone can't get it. Yeah, like, you have to go through the proper channel.
Yeah,
I mean, me or you could just do it. It doesn't have to be the ACLU, but you have to fill out a form or whatever.
Yeah.
And they have not replied. What they wanted to know was they wanted them to release the guidelines and rules regarding face surveillance technology and details of any contracts and or pilot programs with private companies that they have with said technology.
Ooh.
So they're like, hey, what are you guys doing with facial recognition software? They're like, who, us?
Sorry, we couldn't find it.
They were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that sounds like what they did.
Yeah.
Is that what they did?
I don't know. But so they refused to, well, I guess not refuse, they basically ignored it.
Even better.
So the ACLU filed a lawsuit to force them to provide this information.
Ooh.
Which will take fucking forever, I'm sure.
Yep.
But what they said was, you know, law enforcement has a database of like 30 million mugshots that have basically come from crimes. Like, people get arrested, they take your picture, it's in the police database, they can run your face against everybody else's faces.
Yeah.
It has now come to light in June of this year that the FBI has a database of 640 million faces, mainly pulled from driver's licenses.
How many people live in the country?
Approximately. I don't know. Google that shit while we're on it.
I will definitely do.
640 million people from driver's licenses. So basically, it's something you have to do, and then they're like, oh, yeah, we'll just check it. against the driver's license database, which seems kind of against the law, doesn't it? Like, you're not a criminal. You have to do that to drive.
But on the same note, I know that they can they keep that information.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it'd be like thinking that your ISP doesn't know what website you go to.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they know if you're streaming movies or downloading content.
How many people did you say?
I didn't say any.
No.
What do we have, like a quarter of a billion?
327 million.
So a third of a billion.
Yeah, but you said...
This says 640 million.
They got dead people. They got everybody.
Oh, probably, yeah, people from all of the...
Yo, they got us. They got so everybody.
Yeah, I mean, you have a driver's license.
Yeah, so everybody.
Yeah, and they allow agents to search against this database.
Mm.
The FBI even has an internal unit called the Face Analysis Comparison Evaluation.
Don't be analyzing my face.
So the acronym is FACE. F-A-C-E.
No, dude.
They said it is accessed by cops and feds, and it has had 390,000 inquiries since 2011.
Nope.
But it is a mystery of how and why... And how and what policies they have and what uses of this database are allowed or not allowed.
That's the thing. If you're going to have the information, why do you got it? You ain't a fucking hoarder. You put money into this stuff. You gave it an acronym.
Yeah, once it has an acronym, it's official.
What are you doing with my face, man?
So they're making deep fakes of you on Jenna Jameson's body.
Ah, no, dude. I don't want to be Jenna Jameson.
The governor of Texas is just watching TNT Jameson porn.
It's better than Riley Reid, at least.
I guess. So the ACLU is suing for the right to know what the hell they're doing with all this technology and what their policies are, who is monitoring it, how it's regulated. And when it comes out, I'm sure it's going to be terrible.
You know what the thing is that really gets me about this whole like recent invasion of privacy and us finding out a lot about it and like all these companies that are leaking our
information. That no one should be surprised, but they are?
Yeah, well, no, that's not what really kills me.
Okay.
It's the fact that they have been doing this stuff probably since like the dawn of the internet.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Like this stuff is not, it's not new.
Oh, no. No.
Like, Facebook started in what year?
Like, 04 or something?
Yeah. And so they were doing this then. MySpace was doing the same thing,
oh, sure.
I guarantee. And it's just crazy. It's like, even back then they were doing it, we were unbeknownst, and it's coming to light now, but it's already too big to stop at this point.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And with all these absolutely. New technologies, man, they're just using them. And because it's the wild fucking west out there. And then, of course, people are going to call them out once they're like, wait a minute.
You know what I saw on Facebook today that really fucking weirded me out a little bit?
What's that, fam?
Today's election day. Go vote if you have not.
Well, it's a little late.
It literally was like, there was a little like, you know, like if you are on Facebook and you scroll through, it has like your feed or whatever.
Yeah.
A little like black pops up and it was like, tell us how you voted. So many million people have already told us how they did whatever. And I'm like, this is the most blatant fucking pulling of, like, what you are. And people are like, I voted for this guy and this guy and this. Yeah, man, I'm telling mama, too. Like, dude, what the fuck? What the actual fuck,
dude,
man?
Ask for your credit card information.
Yeah, right. It's like, what? Yeah, they already know your social, so it doesn't really matter.
All we need is your blood type, credit card information, name, birthday.
Yeah, dude. And another
mother's
story
maiden name.
I saw in regards to Facebook recently, this is starting to come out. Twitter has actually said they are no longer going to allow political ads on their which I thought was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think
Facebook's
that's a good
like,
idea.
We're not going to do it. We're not in it for the money. What the fuck are you in it for then?
The money.
All right. And then I saw an article where a lady who was hired to be their like political something or other was like, why aren't we fact checking these political ads? And they're like, oh, we don't need the same rules and regulations for political ads because we say who put them out. And she was like, yeah, I quit after like 6 months because I couldn't do my job. And I was like fucking freaked out.
They were saying apparently she was solicited to say something positive about the current administration. And she felt it was a conflict of interest.
Yeah. And like, I guess I haven't read all the articles. I've only seen the headlines that like it's not only like they're making money from doing political ads. They're like almost making money to push false information.
Yeah.
which is fucking scary because of how many people believe anything they see on Facebook.
But it's not inherently illegal.
It's just ethically wrong.
It is morally. Oh,
yeah,
yes,
morally. Not a, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sorry if you're dumb and you believe the shit that you see on Facebook.
And I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
But the problem is there's more of them than the people who know better.
Yeah.
And if that's able to swing elections or other things,
yeah,
that's bad. That's very bad.
I find that a lot of times, most people are already pretty set on their whole political views.
True.
I find that what Facebook does is that it condones already what you think instead of giving you necessarily like the truth. It just says what you believe is already the truth.
Yeah.
Because everything's curated to what you like already.
But I also think there's a little bit to that as well. I don't think it's so much those are the people that they're trying to affect.
Yeah.
I think it's the people that don't give a shit. And when they go to the poll,
yeah,
they remember whatever. So it's like when you drive around and you see all the signs like in your local city that are like, vote no on Proposition 1. And then you get in the thing and you're like, I don't know what Proposition 1 was, but all those signs said vote no. I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, vote no. You don't know what you just voted for, but you voted no because you saw so many signs that said vote no.
Well, yeah, well, there's no question that you're trying to get the people who are on the fence about certain things, but I don't know. I don't like the whole idea of being locked into just one lane of thought.
Oh, me too.
And Facebook just potentiates you thinking the way you think. Like, if you are a Republican and you're only getting Republican propaganda, then you start to believe that stuff more. It kind of just like, without seeing through the eyes of somebody else's experience or through other experiences,
right,
even if you're a Democrat and all you're getting is Democratic stuff, then you become kind of like a toxic Republican or toxic Democrat.
It pushes people to be the extreme end rather than riding the
middle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you need exposure, man. You need diversity.
Yeah.
In your news intake.
Yeah, I am not a political person, period.
Yeah. No one side is infallible.
Like, I bet you if I went down the list of all the major topics, I probably would be on each side on some of them, or actually not give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, more like, do what you want, I don't care.
Yeah.
That's more of my mindset, is do what you want, I don't care, than...
Yeah. Like, for instance, Jonas is straight, but he voted for Trump. I don't know how he managed to do both of those things.
But you're straight, and... This guy loves to throw out the Trump vote to everybody.
No, but I don't really fuck with Facebook. I feel like it's toxic.
I use it for the least amount. I use it for like to find volleyball.
It's mind numbing. Facial recognition. I'm not surprised. I just wonder what they're using it for. If anything, at least tell me what the fuck you're using it for. I understand you're fucking me. Tell me what you're doing it with. What you're doing with me.
I understand you're fucking me.
Yeah.
But are you using your dick? Using a toy?
Yeah.
Using a fucking pole? At least pole,
let me know what you're fucking me with.
Right. I feel it, but I don't know what it is.
I feel it. I'm not going to fight because there's nothing I can
do. Is it a hand? Is it plastic? Is it rubber?
Exactly. You've clearly overpowered me. You're going to take it anyway. So I've acquiesced. Just tell me what the hell.
I'm already strapped in the chair. Just fucking tell me what's going inside me.
All right. I want to do my other story because we got the same story.
Yeah, we had a same story.
All right. Trying to remember. Oh, Jonas.
Yes.
Let me take a brief second here.
Brief intermission?
Just to talk about that antidote that I wanted to talk about.
Oh, yes. You had an antidote.
I did have one, Jonas.
You told me, you said, hey, I have an antidote.
It's really funny. You thought I said antidote, and I was like, no, I didn't poison you.
Antidote.
And I was like, no, it's an antidote. All right. So I am at my job.
Okay.
And
you mean at Crazy Town Media?
No,
oh, okay.
my day job.
Oh, okay.
I'm at my job, and I am working with this a young Filipino girl.
Okay.
I wouldn't say young. She's like 23 or 26.
That's pretty young, dude.
That's pretty young. So anyway, working with her, and we are training a new staff member, and the young Filipino girl catches me staring at this person who we're supposed to train's butt while she's walking out of my office.
Oh.
And...
No. You were booty eye fucking.
Yeah. Right? No, she started laughing. She was like, I get it. And I'm like, yeah, man, I'm not hitting on you, at least, you know, because I don't hit on my coworkers. Very, very professional in my job.
Yes,
never going to Epstein, not Weinstein me.
Wow. Yeah.
But anyway, you could definitely Epstein me. Jonas has thought about Epstein me a million
times.
Wow.
Selling you off to someone for the highest bidder?
No, killing me and making it look like an accident.
Oh, yeah. He didn't kill him.
Oh, he accidentally shot himself in the chest 15 times.
Hey, man. Sometimes
anyway, so we get into the room and we're training a girl. I noticed that she is a bit of a, like, the body was great, but the face was a little busted.
Oh, they have a term for that.
Butterface.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the car. I tell the young Filipino girl, I'm like, yeah, man, that girl was cute, man, but she was a little bit of a butterface. And she's like, what is a butterface? And I'm like, everything looked good, butterface. Girl nearly chokes on her root beer. She's dying laughing because she's never heard it before.
Wow, all right.
She's never
heard it. Is it like a culture thing or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she's like, oh my God. And she says, in my culture, we call girls like that shrimp.
Shrimp?
And I'm like, shrimp? She's like, yeah, because with shrimp, you eat the body and you throw the head away. I raised my hands in prayer. And I was like, I am using that from now on.
Dude. Yeah, dude, I like that.
I was like, dude, are you
because
kidding
no,
me?
No, dude, butterface has a negative connotation.
Exactly. But if you call them shrimp, like, yo, shrimp, yeah. I can say that and nobody will ever get it.
I will. It'll be great.
We can do it overtly.
Yeah.
All right. That was my answer, though.
I like that.
Great. And I thought it was really beautiful that two cultures thousands of miles away equally as misogynistic.
And they both have a term. It's just different.
Right? Shrimp.
Shrimp.
All right. This Halloween, Jonas, has passed us by. Oh, I would have did the story first. I probably should have, actually.
That's all right.
Halloween just happened.
It just happened this past week.
And it, you know, it's not like the Halloween's old. In fact, I have to say there's less kids out there getting candy than ever before.
Oh, thank fucking Jesus.
I mean, but it's just because I feel like we trust each other less. Like, yeah. There was a time, Jonas, where the phone would ring and everybody be excited to see who was on the other line. And you'd go into the kitchen and you get that phone off the wall with the extra long cord that your mom bought from the Hills.
So she could sit on the couch and talk for 4 hours. Absolutely.
Oh, my God, Jonas. And when somebody would knock on the door, it wouldn't freak you out, Jonas. You just, like, look through the peephole. Okay. Now somebody knocks on the door, I'm like, get the guns. Go get the AR-15 extra bump stocks.
Yeah, dude. Three of them.
I need all of them.
You want to hear a weird story real quick?
Sure, you can go ahead, man.
So when I was a child.
I'm just getting into it.
Speaking of, like, people knocking at the door and the sign of the times changing. So when I was a child, one day I was home from school sick. I had to be, I don't know, 8. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm home with my mom. My dad's at work. We get a knock on the door. Walk down. There's, like, an older gentleman there, and he's just like, hey.
Did you try to touch your penis, Jones?
No.
Okay.
No. He
just
was
asking,
like,
just asking.
He was like, hey, I used to live in this house 25 years ago or something. He's like, he's like, I just wanted to come by and see the old house.
Yeah.
And, like, my mom let him in, and he told the stories about the house and, like,
shut
all this stuff. I swear to fucking God. And, like, anybody.
I know the story, but,
and
yeah.
And even, like, when my mom left, she was like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have let him in if you weren't here, but, You know, but that was the sign of the times. Like, it wasn't fucking, like. But today, dude, like, if we went to, like, your childhood home and knocked on the door,
nope.
And we're like, I used to live here 25 years ago. Can I come in and just tell you stories about the house?
Motherfucker, you might be Al-Qaeda. I'm not letting you anywhere near
dude,
my
home.
Yeah,
dude, it's just like, I totally forgot about that story until you said people knocking at your door, and I was like, whew.
But needless to say, there's a few things that were instilled in us with Halloween, even when
yeah,
we were
absolutely.
A kid.
Absolutely.
And that was the tale of the razor blades and the candy.
Yeah, which I don't think that would ever be true. That's a lot of work.
Now, see, I have heard different accounts. I did not do any research because it's truth over facts.
Yeah, truth over
and
facts
I'm
here.
Only to misinform. But I've heard people say is that this was a thing that actually happened in the 90s where some sicko put razor blades in kids' candy. I don't know if anybody was hurt. But then I've also heard tales that this is just a tall tale.
A razor blade is big, dude. Like, the snack-sized candy used to be a lot bigger, but you couldn't fit a razor in that. And wouldn't you notice, like, a razor on the side or, like, an apple with a razor in it? Like, there would be, like, it'd be like a gash. It'd be oozing.
Fast forward to 2019. Jonas. So a man, I'm not even sure where this, oh, it's happened in Connecticut.
Actually. Oh, Connecticut, Florida.
Yeah, the Florida of the Midwest.
Yeah, Florida of the Northeast.
So in Connecticut.
Florida of New England.
Two children, they got their candy home.
Okay.
And it was found that razor blades were mixed in with their candy. One of the parents of the children actually cut herself on it while...
Like, he just threw a razor blade in the bag?
I think he just threw it in the bag, yes.
Oh, so it wasn't like in the candy, he just like threw it. So the kids out in the so streets they, just...
Yeah, so when they're digging through their candy, they get razor.
Wow, what a dick.
Yeah, so, you know, the candy was traced back to this man's home.
How the fuck did they do that?
And Jonas, he had a perfectly good reason, okay? Which is what you're not, give him a chance, all right?
I just don't know how they figured out it was his house.
Oh, well, I don't know, because, I don't know. Essentially, I'm guessing they probably have called the police and then they checked all the houses that they had been to on the kid's route. I don't know how they got down to this Dick Tracy
shit. They sleuthed it up. Way, Mr. Razor ended up putting razors in everybody's...
But he had a perfectly good reason, Jonas. He said...
Wait, let me guess.
Go ahead. Thank you for the dead air. He was trying
to shave his dog.
Okay, so he said that he had a bowl of candy sitting where the candy dish would go. And then above it, there was a box of razor blades, and it slipped, and they fell in. He tried to get as many of them out, but, you know, you can't get all the razor blades out of the candy. It's Halloween. We got to pass this candy out.
Yeah, it was go time.
So he started passing the candy out, you know, feeling pretty confident that he had gotten rid of all. John, he lied, okay?
No.
He lied like a motherfucking bitch. And even in court, he was like, look, I didn't mean to hurt kids. If I wanted to hurt kids, I would have just injected drugs into the candy.
Oh, my God.
Yo, fam. Like, that is not a glowing recommendation of...
No.
Because you can think of other ways.
That's like when OJ was like, I didn't do it. This is how I would do it if I did it, though. I wouldn't hurt kids. Jonas, I'd just kill them.
Jonas, this was obviously a misunderstanding.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously.
Sounds like one.
All right, Jonas, let's fast forward to Ohio, where more razor blades were also found in kids' candy.
Holy shit.
These were a little bit more discreet. They were actually, like, in the chocolate. It was a little crazy looking. If you actually see the pictures, you can probably Google those.
Wow, dude.
In Alabama, there was a hypodermic needle found embedded in a Tootsie Roll. Just like, yo, it was actually, like, a work of art.
Wow. Okay.
You are a sadist. This is a fucking work of art. Also in Connecticut, two underage kids, which this is kind of, I don't know how I feel about that term, underage, using this, but they found THC gummy bear packets in their bags of candy. Each of these packets run about $20 to $50 on the market. I don't know if...
Why are they giving out so much money?
Yo, I know, man, right?
Wow, okay.
That's the thing.
I mean, it's wrong, don't get me wrong, but that's a lot of money to be thrown away, if you ask me.
And that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like, I'm thinking, like, when I think underage, I'm thinking that maybe these kids are, like, 17 or 8.
Still underage, yeah.
I don't know how old you necessarily have to be to even purchase marijuana legally, or if it's even illegal in Connecticut. I don't know what their
laws are.
Their state of legality is. And in New Jersey, an autistic kid found a bag of heroin in his candy sack.
Jesus Christ, dude!
With a nice Deadpool sticker on it.
Deadpool sticker.
Yeah, dude. Oh, or a stamp or something. I don't know. It was a sticker.
Wow.
Stamp.
Remember when we were kids and they like were like, don't take any stamps that have like Ninja Turtles on them because people were giving acid away?
No?
Yeah, that happened in... No. That might have been before you moved there. There was like an alert. Like they were giving kids acid or something, dude.
Yo, not in the hate neighborhood I came from, fam. We wasn't doing that shit. But I think
is that a cultural thing?
Acid?
No, is that why it wouldn't happen in your neighborhood?
Yes, because acid is a cultural thing, yes. Acid's what hippies do. All right?
You're like, y'all white folks do
that. I ain't saying that. I say hippies. That's a culture of people right along with itself, man.
All right, fair enough. I'm just
but
curious.
I just think it's kind of fucked up, Jonas, that, like, you know, they're out here just trying to kill kids.
Yeah. I feel you. I feel you, dude. That's fucked
you
up.
You never found anything in your bag, did you?
Nah, dude. My parents used to go through my candy, but it was just to steal what they wanted.
It was a very tense time in my life, I remember, because I bought into the stories as a kid, and I remember watching my parents going through my bag, and I remember they would pick out something, like they'd get like one of those Starlight mints, and they'd look at it, and they'd be like, no, not this one. And I was like, they just saved my fucking life.
My dad would be like, all the Reese cups are bad. I'd be like,
yo, you can't have any of
these. There's 23 bad Reese cups? Yo. What about all the other candy? They don't mess with that. Just the Reese cups are bad.
Yeah, secretly, maybe my mom really likes Starlight Mints.
Yeah, those ones, you could fool, because you could, like, take that out, dip them in something, and wrap it back up easy. Like, like some of the other ones, you have to, like, physically tear the package open.
Show them, man. You sound like you've done this
before. Or, like, those old wax bottles with liquid, you could totally have, like, injected something into there. There's already liquid inside.
You sound like you've done this before.
I have never.
Jesus, man. Scary shit.
Yeah,
man.
So, question.
Just buy your kids
candy. We're
almost
out of time. We have the same story, and that story is good.
It is a
good
story.
Can we save it for next week and just banter a little bit?
We probably could have just did that without stating it.
I just don't want to shortchange them on a good story.
Did you know that Russia don't fuck with Halloween?
Really?
Yeah, man. They've actually had a few initiatives to stop Halloween in Florida. They have it abolished altogether.
You said Russia?
I mean, Florida.
Russia, Florida.
The Florida of Eurasia.
Yeah, dude. That's my favorite.
But yeah, that's kind of how they feel about Halloween out there. I think it's kind of, apparently since like the Joker movie has come out.
Oh, dude, everybody is like, fucking crazy.
I've seen people in like Hong Kong dressing up as the Joker. People in Russia who are protesting dressing up like the Joker.
Why does that have to do with protesting, though?
Because they don't want people dressing up in Russia, and because they see all these people protesting.
Oh.
It's kind of like the Guy Fox mask.
Oh, okay, I feel like V for Vendetta.
Yeah, we live in a vendetta. I mean, we live in a society, yeah.
Right,
so they're
sense.
Utilizing the Joker mask for that, and Russia don't fuck with that, man. They're like, no.
Russia don't fuck with a lot of stuff.
Mm.
Like, freedom. That's one thing they don't fuck with.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, dude, they don't fuck with freedom.
They definitely don't fuck with our elections.
No. Epstein didn't kill himself.
I don't know, man. I just think it's kind of, I think it's crazy. Like, there's even an initiative to have certain schools, because it's still legal to have Halloween and the dress up in Russia.
Okay.
But they actually have an initiative to, like, have certain schools lose funding if they allow kids to dress
Holy
up.
Shit.
Yeah, it's deep out there, man. They say it's anti-Christian, anti-Russian. They mean...
I also saw a story about Russia that they have a plan to completely segregate their internet away from the rest of the world.
You mean the way China does?
But, yeah, I guess kind of, yeah.
Yeah, because China, well, they curate.
Yeah, no, Russia wants to, like, completely, like no connection.
I don't know how you would do that,
because you can get
though.
To the Chinese, like, Twitter... But it's all in Chinese. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it's on the worldwide internet.
Well, look, really, honestly, if your shit's in Russian, ain't nobody looking at your internet anyway except for Russian folks.
But I think it's more of keeping infidel propaganda out than letting us in to see their stuff.
Well, then that is kind of what China does, because China does not allow some stuff onto their internet.
Like South Park. Winnie the Pooh images. Pictures of Tiananmen Square.
How dare you show Winnie the Pooh?
Did you see that at the BlizzCon when they were protesting, everyone was wearing Winnie the Pooh suits?
Yeah, I did see that.
That was, whew.
I did see that. They knew it was going to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
They absolutely knew. The guy, JBA, one of the head executives over there, he came out and gave, like, a heartfelt speech.
Uh-huh.
During BlizzCon about, like, how they had a tough year.
Oh, fuck
and how,
that.
And how they weren't backing down to China, per se, but they were just taking a stance on somebody making a political statement. They were like, if we allowed him to make a political statement, that allows anybody to make a political statement. And to a certain extent, I kind of buy it.
I mean, I get it.
Because
they
did get a kid his money. He's only suspended and not expelled for life.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a fine line to walk. Especially with, like, you know, freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I guess it all comes back to, like, you're responsible for what you say. And if they're saying it at a Blizzard event, then it makes Blizzard ultimately responsible. Because Blizzard is allowing them to say it. So it's a whole wicked web of weave, dude.
Yeah, so Blizzard ain't canceled, man. They got Overwatch 2 coming out, and I'm definitely buying that. Probably going to get that Diablo, too.
I see. It really affected your pockets.
What's that?
Blizzard's actions. You're all like, I don't even know what's going to be. Here's $130. It's only 60. Keep the other 70.
It's 120. Think of.
Is it really?
With tax.
Oh, I was just meant for, you were paying them extra money. Oh, no. Like, you're like, oh, it's only 60? Here's extra.
I mean, for both games.
Oh, that's true.
I'm definitely buying both of those.
Hey, man. Whatever. So. All right, man. That is all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining us.
That it? We got sleepers?
What?
Never mind.
I'm sorry. Okay, cool. Whether you're watching us live on twitch.tv/CrazyTownMediaLive, or you're checking out this replay of our beautiful faces on YouTube under Crazy Town Media, or if you're just listening like it's 1722 on the old Spotify and iTunes and all the other stuff,
what?
Thank you. What, dude?
They don't have radios in 1772.
Gotta go back in time.
I don't even think they had electricity back then.
No, we weren't even a country then.
Right? So they did
not. It was just indigenous people on there. On the, it, like, I don't even think, like... Anyways. I mean, it wasn't, because that was like 1492.
I'm thinking of the spirit of 76, man. I'm like, holy crap, you were before that.
Yeah, dude, I was you know, I like to go back in time. All right, Bumper Jonas!
And here it is.
We'll catch you on the next one. We... Aura out.